Psalm 119, verses 49 through 64. Zion and Heth. Zion. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me, because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had, because I kept thy precepts. Heth. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste, and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. When you go through affliction and suffering, oh, how you need the word of the Lord as an anchor for your soul to carry you through. God's promises and his covenant are our hope in times of trouble. When the proud speak against you for just standing up for what God says, do not decline from God's law. His law is perfect, and his word shall stand, not theirs. As you pilgrim through this life, journeying to Zion above, oh, how horrors will seize upon you at times when you see how wicked and evil people are who have forsaken the way of righteousness. But in those times of sufferings and pilgrimage, let the Lord be your stay. Remember his name in the night watches, and sing of his grace and truth, and his law and statutes and precepts alway. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The Lord shall not forsake you, but he will be your comforter, and his word will give you life and strength, as his Spirit, the Spirit of truth, guides you into all truth. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. Who else have we in heaven or earth beside thee, O Lord? Thou art our song and our praise. Continue to go boldly before his throne of grace, and he shall give you grace, mercy, favor, and help in time of need. He shall do it, for so he has proclaimed. Think upon your ways, and turn always unto the Lord's testimonies. Run with your feet and keep his commandments, for the king's business requireth haste. Delay not, and the Lord shall keep thee. Even if the enemy robs you, don't forget the Lord. Don't turn from his ways, for he shall restore all and more that the enemy stole from you. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. teach me thy statutes. Let us give thanks always, in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. And let us follow after righteousness, faith, charity, and peace with them that fear thee, that call upon thee out of pure hearts, and keep thy precepts. For the heaven and the earth is full of thy mercy, O Lord, and blessed are the merciful, as our Father in heaven is merciful. And he shall carry us through, if we continue in his word and statutes. So no matter what we face on this earth, afflictions, suffering, persecution, evil, horror, pain, sorrow, loss, let us keep our hearts fixed on the Lord and on his word and his promises to us. For this is our hope, and our hope is sure and steadfast. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me, according to thy word. Psalm 119, verses 49 through 64. Zion and Heth.